This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. And yes, we know this is a radio program, but we're going to start with a little video today, all the same. Online video, more specifically, YouTube by name. We've known this has been coming for a while, but the Financial Times reported over the weekend that the world's biggest video service is going to start charging subscription fees for some of its content, perhaps as soon as this week. It's not that charging for content in and of itself is new in video or audio. You've got your Netflix subscription probably, and maybe you pay for music on Pandora or Spotify as well. But there is no small risk for Google, which owns YouTube, in putting a price on what until now has been free. Marketplace's Queen of Cam reports.
Before you panic, let's be clear. The vast majority of YouTube videos are expected to remain free. And you know how that works, right? If I go on YouTube and want to watch this video, all I wanna get is, then I have to sit through this ad.
Nationwide is on your side.
It's an advertising model that's ripped from traditional TV. The only problem is that while sales of online video ads are growing, they're still just a $4 billion market. Clark Fredrickson is a researcher at eMarketer.
The television market is a $65 billion market.
So how does YouTube catch up? Last year, the online video giant shelled out $200 million to launch a handful of channels. Some like The Onion and Jamie Oliver's FoodTube are popular, but the word is many of the shows are expensive to produce, and they're having a hard time making money off of ads. Colin Gillis is an analyst at BGC Partners, and he says the subscription model might help.
By moving to, or at least trying to, see if there's a subscription revenue base out there that can drive more quality content, that's something that they would want to try.
Google, which owns YouTube, says subscription fees aren't a matter of if, but when. And they're only expected to apply to about 50 channels. Sameet Sinha is an analyst at B. Riley & Company. He doesn't expect subscriptions to turn off users.
More and more people are getting used to it that, you know, if we want higher quality, we have to somehow pay for it.
Sinha says Netflix and Hulu have taught users to pay. So now YouTube's challenge is to make sure that the price is right. In San Francisco, I'm Queen Akim for Marketplace.